Science is wonderful, but not everyone thinks so. Currently, according to the National Math and Science Initiative, 19 other industrialized nations perform better than U.S. high schoolers in science in 2012. As a science enthusiast with a bachelor's in neuroscience, I never understood the aversion people had towards math and science. Surely, Americans understand the potential of science. I mean, in high school, most matter-of-fact claims are made because science. Most whoas are heard in chemistry or physics when magic gets close to being real. And science isn't as hard as everyone believes it to be. I would actually argue it to be easier than English or art, disciplines where the answers are so subjective and you don't know for sure if you're right or wrong. You just hope your audience feels just as right as you did. So what's the deal with science education? Perhaps it might be the education system that trips us up. Perhaps we don't give a satisfactory answer to what almost all teenagers are thinking in science classes. When am I ever going to use this? It's hard to see the value of calculating integrals and derivatives without real-world application, or learning that the force you feel when driving in a circle in a car isn't actually a true force. Perhaps it's too boring. Perhaps it's really just too hard. Perhaps kids learn too early to give up on math and science since their grades were better in English and history. Ultimately, I think I developed a love for science because my parents showed me the beauty of reason. Because I had great science teachers that made science interactive, fun, applicable, and beyond cool. We shouldn't blame our shortcomings in science education because science is, you know, science. Instead, our shortcomings might be due to the inhibitory effect of textbook teachers, an education system that values teachers with top exam grades over teachers that inspire. This is Dara Farhadi, September 2016. Thanks for listening.